Welcome to the World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Billie Eilish, kind of a big deal right now. Her debut album won 7 Grammys, sweeping the major categories. Her new album is up for 3 more this year. She's sold millions of records, been streamed billions of times, is the subject of 2 different movies, and as we were recording this interview, she was getting ready to host Saturday Night Live. But here she was, on the couch at her parents' house, going through the same Zoom issues we've all had to go through in the last few years. There's a down-to-earth vibe and ease that is surprising for someone who has accomplished so much at such an early age. We'll talk about her latest album, Happier Than Ever, and learn a little bit more about her songwriting process alongside her brother and musical partner, Phineas. Let's get into the session with a recording of a song made especially for the World Cafe. It's Billie Eilish with Happier Than Ever.
When I'm away from you, I'm happier than ever. Wish I could explain it better. I wish it wasn't true. Give me a day or two to think of something clever, to write myself a letter to tell me what to do. Do you read my interviews, or do you skip my avenue? When you said you were passing through, was I even on your way? I knew when I asked you to be cool about what I was telling you. You do the opposite of what you said you do, and I'd end up more afraid. Don't say it isn't fair, you clearly weren't aware that you made me miserable. So if you really wanna know, when I'm away from you, I'm happier than ever. Wish I could explain it better. I wish it wasn't true. Call me again, drunk in your Benz, driving home under the influence. You scared me to death, but I'm wasting my breath, 'cause you only listen to your little. I don't relate to you, I don't relate to you, no, 'cause I'd never treat me this badly. You made me hate this city, and I don't talk about you on the internet. Never told anyone anything bad, 'cause that's just embarrassing. You were my everything, and all that you did was make me feel so sad. So don't waste the time I don't have, and don't try to make me feel bad. I could talk about every time that you showed up on time, but I'd have an empty line, 'cause you never did, never paid any mind to my mother or friends. So I shut them all out for you, 'cause I was a kid. You ruined everything good, Always said you were misunderstood. Made all my moments your own. Why can't you leave me alone?
That's a beautiful performance of Happier Than Ever, recorded live for the World Cafe from my guest, Billie Eilish. Her latest album is Happier Than Ever, and it's also featured on the new concert film, Disney's Happier Than Ever, A Love Letter to Los Angeles. I'm Kaleo. This is the World Cafe. Billie, so nice to meet. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. There are a few places I'd rather be than hanging out and having this conversation. So there you go.
Good to hear. That's cute.
So the last time you joined us, you know, we were in the thick of the pandemic, and we're sort of working our way out of it still, you know, 18 months later. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I love winter, even if it's not really winter here because it's LA. I love December and November, and it's really just my favorite time of the year, so I feel pretty good no matter what's going on. And I have a new hair color, and I'm doing SNL next week, and it's just lots of things going on that are very exciting. So I'm doing good.
As we're taping this, your annual interview with Vanity Fair just came out, where they ask you the same questions 1 year apart, and this is year five. And one thing that you said that really struck me was you talking about being recognized in public, and you said you can go out now and feel fine about it, which is awesome. Uh-huh. What changes did you make to sort of achieve that zen?
Ooh. I don't even, that's a good question. That's actually a really good question. Interesting the way I just said that. I guess, I mean, the hair is one thing because having bright green hair is very, you know, lots of people have colored hair, but it no matter who you are, you're looked at because of that. And so, especially when it's something very specific, it's as if I had a sign on my head that said, I'm Billie Eilish walking by. And it made me like this, like, target. And so, you know, it's kind of stupid to complain about it because I dyed my hair green. It's not like I was like really trying to be hidden. It's just that it was a thing that made it hard to do stuff. And besides that, though, before the hair was even a thing, I used to just be scared to do this and do that and didn't want people to see me or notice me and didn't want to talk to anyone or, you know, have to be a person in the public eye ever.
Yeah.
And I don't know what changed. I guess just I got comfortable in my job. You know, I feel confident in what I do, where I feel like I used to not feel confident, and I feel in control and powerful. And now I don't worry so much about the little things where I used to be really flipped out about all sorts of stuff. And now I'm like, it's okay. It's so much bigger than me that I don't need to be worried.
That's right. Because there are plenty of things that you could be worried about that's more important than that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So I want to talk about the album. I know it came out a while ago, but you know, you wrote 16 songs for Happier Than Ever, and there are 16 songs on the album. That kind of blew my mind. Most artists I've spoken to would kill for that kind of efficiency to be able to finish every song they start and put it out there. So I'm curious, how do you make that puzzle work? How do you like make everything you start finishable?
Yeah, that's a good question too. I like it too about myself, but I also really don't. I kind of wish that I could be a person that makes a million songs and then narrows it down. I think it's a matter of perfectionist personality, and also just I don't want to get bored of it. And I feel like if I were to make to do that, I would just it would drive me insane. And I don't know. I it really works for me and Phineas. We work on the things that we are liking, and it's not like we don't have songs that we start and then we're like, this isn't really going anywhere, and we give those up. We did have those for Happier Than Ever. They were like an idea we had, started to work on it, and literally within, 2 seconds, it was like, no.
No.
So there's always like a little bit, but then it goes away. So then it is pretty satisfying to be, to have a certain number of things that you're working on, and then you put them out and there's like nothing left, which is actually kind of weird because usually everybody has unreleased music and I just don't sometimes because it's all out. It's really weird.
No, that's really cool. I mean, it sort of lends itself to the idea there are no bad ideas.
Yeah.
And you can explore that. Was there a song or are there any songs where, because of your perfectionist or your being stubborn about it, saying like, we're not going to let this one go, we're going to figure this out, where the song dramatically morphed from what was the sketch to what was the finished product?
I think that like Happier Than Ever, the song maybe was the one that was that in a sense, because that song started as just the first verse and chorus, which is just that really slow guitar, song, which that was all it was. We wrote that in like June of 2019, and that was it forever. And it was just guitar. We had no idea what else it would be. And just like making more of the album, like starting to actually make the album an album, I think became prevalent to us that was the song that was really needed on the album and was going to be the thing that tied it all together and be the title of it and be the main track and whatever. And so I think that was our big annoying, we have to get this one right kind of vibe.
Sure.
So yeah, but it was worth it. And I'm very proud of that one.
It's incredible. I know we played the version that you performed for the cafe, but I want people to hear that sort of lift off in the song from the album version, because it does. It just sort of like becomes this anthem as you work your way through it. So I want people to hear a little bit of it. It's Happier Than Ever from Billie Eilish here on World Cafe.
Driving home under the influence, you scared me to death, but I'm wasting my breath, because you only listen to your... I don't relate to you. I don't relate to you, no. 'Cause I'd never treat me this. You made me hate this city.
That's a little bit of Happier Than Ever from my guest Billie Eilish. You're listening to The World Cafe. In listening to the album, I was thinking a little bit about like how when you become successful and not just financially successful, but like critically acclaimed as well, it can be empowering. It can let you do some things that really interest you that you might not have otherwise considered. Like, hey, I want to make a bossa nova song. And bossa nova isn't something that you hear in contemporary pop music that often, if at all. So I was like, that's really cool. That's something that I bet she wanted to do, and they did it. So I was curious, like, what was the genesis of going, hey, I want to do that?
It is really true. To be able to get to do stuff that you want is very thrilling and fun. I mean, what can I say? It is. And I've just loved bossa nova. It has something to it that's like this like drug, and it has, since I was like a little kid, it's just like always been something that I didn't even know what bossa nova music was, but I knew the bounciness of it, and I would be drawn to songs that had that kind of bounce and the kind of rhythm that they have. And I literally didn't even know what it was. And growing up more and finding out about music and styles and genres and history, and I just was even more drawn to it and always wanted to make a song that was inspired by bossa nova. And I did it.
Yes, you did.
I was very excited. I did do it.
You sure did. I want people to dig this. This is a live recording for the World Cafe. It's Billie Bossa Nova from Billie Eilish here on the World Cafe.
So boring. A lot can change in 20 seconds. A lot can happen in the dark. Love when it makes you lose your bearings. Some information's not for sharing. Use different names at hotel check-ins. It's hard to stop it once it starts. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. It makes me wanna take a picture, make a movie with you that we'd have to hide. You better lock your phone and look at me when you're alone. Won't take a lot to get you going. I'm sorry if it's torture though. I know it might be more of an obsession. You really make a strong impression. Nobody saw me in the lobby, and nobody saw me in your arms. I'm a sentimental with the sun at the way you look tonight. Makes me wanna make them jealous. Only all you wanna does it how you like. I better lock your phone and look at me when you're alone. Won't take a lot to get you going. I'm sorry if it's torture though. I know, you better lock your door. Look at me a little more. We both know what we're waiting for. That heavy breathing on the floor. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours.
Recorded live for the World Cafe, that's Billie Eilish with Billy Bossa Nova. Is that Phineas doing the whistling at the end of the version that we have?
Yes, it is.
He's pretty good at that.
He is good at it. I'm impressed. I still, to this day, can't whistle. So anybody whistling is very impressive to me. he just started doing that. Like, nobody ever talked about it. He just, when we started making, like, doing the song acoustic, he just whistles it. Nobody asked, but it's cute. It's super cute.
There you go. An added arrangement here on that track. So Bossa Nova song, I know it's too early to think about new record or next thing, but is there any other genre or sonic landscape that you envision? Like, boy, that would be fun to play in. I'm not suggesting you get a cowboy hat and boots or anything like that, but is there any other space that you're like, you know, it'd be cool to explore that?
I'm really open to whatever. I feel like there's going to be a moment where I'm like, ooh, we should try that. And I'm just going to follow that instinct, because I think that's what is really important as just people, is that we follow creative instincts and don't get scared about who's going to say what and, you know, who's going to think you're this or that because of it.
Yeah, which comes back to that confidence thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially with like the way that the world is and the internet, it just... it's scary to put anything out because you don't know what people are going to think is stupid or weird or embarrassing or offensive or, you know, I mean, you should know for the most part, but I feel like people are so scared to be creative because of whatever people are going to say. I am all the time. And I just have to remember that, like, art is about art and it's not about, you know, Instagram comments. So,
oh God.
I know.
What a terrible currency.
I know, literally. So I'm just excited to explore the world of music in the future, and whatever happens, happens. And I can't wait for it, really. Yeah.
We're on the World Cafe talking to Billie Eilish. The new album is Happier Than Ever, but it's also a feature-length concert for Disney Plus, filmed at the Hollywood Bowl, directed by Robert Rodriguez and Patrick Osborne. So very cool. So after not being able to tour last year, to have this performance, which you called a dream come true, must feel incredible. How did the seeds of this become that reality?
Oh my God, it's such a blur at this point. There was so much going on. I can't even really remember, but it was kind of crazy though, with that being said, because there was so much going on and so much being talked about that was just one of a million things we were talking about. And so I wasn't really thinking about it. And then when it got to the actual in real life, going to the Hollywood Bowl, staying there until 4 a.m. every night, empty, I was like, oh, okay, this is for real. You know, this is huge. And it was amazing. I mean, it was beautiful. It was so cool to be able to see the empty, dark Hollywood Bowl and sing in it. I mean, that's a dream that I would have, you know, like literally wake up from a dream like that.
Was that your pitch to play there?
I don't even remember.
It's okay.
To be honest with you, I literally don't remember that period of time.
It's all good. Well, there's one thing that I mean, aside from, like you just said, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. If you've ever been to the Hollywood Bowl, it's one of the coolest venues in this country. But to see it lit up with LEDs and to have everything that was going on, it's really cool. But it made me think, and this might be a little bit of a stretch, but it made me think a little bit about the new Beatles documentary, Get Back. Because in the documentary, the original director kept coming up with these elaborate ideas for the band. Hey, you could play a cruise ship. Hey, you could play an orphanage. Hey, you could go to Libya. And the Beatles just straight up ignored them. And, you know, they ended up playing on the roof of Apple Studios.
Yeah.
I wondered, how much of that do you have to kind of filter out? Because I bet you there are a lot of voices who have ideas. And it's like, this is your show. This is your vision. So how do you keep that, you know, those ideas out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't even know, really. It's hard. There's a lot of people around and a lot of people that have a lot of experience and good ideas. But even that is like, hold on. Like, you have to find a shield around that, or around yourself before that. And not say no to everything, but not say yes to everything, and just literally listen in terms of like, picture it and think, is that something I even like? It's not about who suggested it. It's not about how much money it would cost. It is about what is actually something that brings you joy and makes you satisfied.
Yeah.
And I know that that's easier to say than to do, but, you can't be mad at people for trying to help you figure out what it is you want to do. But once you figure out what it is you want to do, then it's like, okay, you could go the way that you feel like you want to go instead of the way everybody else wants you to.
Yeah. You're a Beatles fan. You talked about the importance. I guess just bringing that up, I have to ask, did you see the documentary?
I watched half of it. It's 1,000 years long, but I did watch half of it, and it's amazing to see, especially because like barely anything was like filmed then, and everything that was filmed is like terrible quality and in black and white, and it was amazing to see them all in their like natural habitat.
Yeah.
And candid, and I can't imagine like trying to make an album in 2 weeks. It's crazy.
It's a lot. You could see that they were having a tough time of it, but when you see like McCartney, who is just slaying the entire session, go like, all right, I'm just gonna write Get Back here sitting in front of you, and then doing that with Let It Be, I was like, oh.
Like, yeah.
As an artist, it's got to be like, that's so cool, and then also, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm. It is absolutely those two things. You know what's funny actually is that because I was a little kid, my dad used to play us music, right? That's how we found all of the music we loved as children. And he would play them like, just like, he would just play albums like on shuffle, even though that wasn't a thing then. He just like have songs and play them. And I had no idea what even an album was. I didn't know what was on which album. So honestly, like all of my favorite songs from my childhood, I don't even know which album they go to. Sure. Because I just know all of them. And I wasn't like a grown person that thinks about albums. I was a kid hearing songs.
No, totally.
So, but the Beatles were really like made me just like rethink the world and make me think about music in a way that if it weren't for them, I don't think that I would like be the person that I am or make what I make or do what I do or anything in the realm. I really don't. I think that the Beatles are the reason that I am the way I am, to be completely honest.
We're on the World Cafe talking to Billie Eilish, the new concert film, Disney's Happier Than Ever, A Love Letter to Los Angeles. One of the incredible things in the performance is the opportunity to play with the LA Philharmonic, right? That's ridiculously cool. And at one point in the behind the scenes, you mention like, hey, I was playing this song on piano not too long ago, and now the LA Phil is, you know, playing it in front of me in the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
Did that at all, like hearing an orchestra play your songs, I don't know what the right word is, reveal something about your music that you didn't know before hearing them play it?
Cool question. Yeah. I mean, the thing that Phineas and I were joking about the entire week was like, It almost felt like disrespectful to the LA Phil for them to have to play our music. Like it felt so embarrassing somehow, because these are the most talented musicians in the world. And like, you know, we grew up in a choir also. So Phineas and I, and me more recently, grew up in the LA Children's Chorus, yep. which is also in the movie, which is really cool. I grew up in that choir. And so we did a bunch of concerts where the LA Phil was president, and they were celebrities to us. Like for us, it was like seeing a celebrity. I mean, it was so cool to be on stage with them when we were in a huge choir of a bunch of kids. And, you know, Dudamel conducted us a few times, and that was the coolest thing ever. I mean, I literally, Gustavo Dudamel, after a concert that I was in when I was a kid in choir, I had the program and I stood in a line and I went to a room and he signed it for me when I was like 10 or 11. I'm sure he doesn't remember that, but it is really cool to have that kind of full circle moment, especially with people that, you know, it's not superstitious, because I am actually really in awe of those people and care a lot and grew up caring a lot about them, and having them be part of it and playing our songs and making them sound a way that we never imagined them sounding was crazy. I mean, really crazy.
Yeah. I hope he asked for your autograph when he was playing. So there's a great track that sort of represents all of those pieces. It's Goldwing. From the stage of the Hollywood Bowl, let's play a bit of Goldwing, accompanied by the LA Philharmonic and the Los Angeles Children's Chorus. This is Billie Eilish on the World Cafe. Is from Billie Eilish, stage of the Hollywood Bowl. You can see it in the new film, Disney's Happier Than Ever, A Love Letter to Los Angeles. Billie Eilish is my guest. I'm Kaleo. This is the World Cafe. There's a million things to love. What do you love?
Oh my God. What do I love?
About LA.
What do I love about LA? I love the proximity to things.
Mm-hmm.
I love the kind of predictableness of it. Like it's very like weather wise and just people wise. I feel like it's predictable and in a good way. I feel, I don't know. The funny thing is I hated LA growing up. I really didn't like it. And I've always hated hot weather, and that's really the main reason, but I didn't like it. I wanted to go somewhere else. I didn't like the people, the places, the things, the anything. And traveling more and seeing the world and like seeing different, just getting older, I think also, and getting my license and becoming an adult and like having a life out here. It is so great here. I mean, I love Los Angeles and I've just become more and more grateful for it the older that I've gotten. And I don't know. I love the food. I love, you know, driving.
Yeah.
I love when it's like rainy here, because even though it's hot a lot, like the rain, when it rains here, it is a really, really, really pleasant thing for me.
Yeah. Well, as someone who's in Philadelphia and it's 30 right now, I do miss living in California sometimes. So
sure.
there you go. But, that's really cool. You said, you know, like when you were a kid, you hated it. Did you envision yourself going somewhere else? Did you ever have a dream? Because, I mean, we all want to leave kind of home when we're young. We're ready to rebel and get out there. Was there a destination for you?
I wanted to go to, like, London. I love London. I think that was, like, the only place I thought of. Like, London or actually Seattle or Portland. Those two. Ooh, boy, did I love Seattle when I was younger. And I still do. I also used to love Atlanta. So I was always thinking about where am I going to live eventually, but I love LA. So
that's so awesome. That's so cool. It's Billie Eilish here on The World Cafe. Last time you were here, Phineas joined you. Obviously people know like how much collaborative work you do together, and listening to you interact, whether it be in an interview or on the documentary, it just sounds like you know, you have this wonderful relationship with him and a wonderful working rapport with him, you know, and talking about two different, you know, facets of a relationship. I'm curious, how do you keep your working relationship and friendship as strong as it is? Because it can, you know, you're working together. That's a lot of time around someone.
Yeah, it is. We just have to do it. I mean, we just have to see each other. I think that the important thing is seeing each other, and seeing each other too much is not really a problem because we're siblings. It's like, we can't really get tired of each other.
It's not allowed.
Yeah. Cause we've been tired of each other since we were born, you know? So it's like, that's it. There's no further than that. I mean, it's funny. Like, I don't think about this a lot because of the way my life just is, but when I do think about it, it makes me like emotional, which is that people, good or bad relationships with their siblings, but especially good ones, usually, you know, you grow up together and then you both go to different schools and go to colleges and move away and like don't see each other. And that I've never had to worry about or have to go through with my siblings or my parents, because I just didn't have that life plan. And I feel so sorry for people that have to separate from their best friend's siblings, you know?
Yeah.
And that's so sad to me. And I, when I think about that, it just makes me so grateful that my literal job, you know, I get to do with my brother, who is also my best friend. It's really cool. And, you know, when we finish things that we've been working on and then we don't have anything to do, we usually take like a break from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't see each other because we don't work together. And it's funny how that works, that when you're not actually doing the thing that keeps you seeing somebody, you don't see them. So you have to like figure out a plan to actually see them and do things and have a relationship, you know?
Totally. And having a schedule when you're working together so that you're not like, there is no end in sight. You need that work-life balance, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's The World Cafe. Billie Eilish is my guest. You're going to New York next weekend. You are not only the musical guest, you are the host of Saturday Night Live, which is amazing. But if it was me, it would sound nerve-wracking too, but also amazing. Tell me about, I mean, how did that opportunity come up?
I have no clue. I really don't even know. I mean, it's something that I'm so scared. I mean, I'm just so scared. I don't get super nervous for stuff. But oh boy, am I nervous.
Well, it's I'm It's not
Saturday Night Live.
It's Saturday Night Live. Yeah. And you know, I don't know what your acting chops are like, Billy. Like, maybe you've been hiding it, but like,
no.
I imagine that's probably what would be the most unnerving thing. Like,
well, that's why it's scary, because acting is not what I do. It's not my thing. So I'm just going to have fun with it. And I don't care what happens, if I'm good or bad, but it's terrifying. You know, like, I can go and play a show to a billion people, and that is exciting to me. And it's not scary, because it's something that I feel that I'm pretty good at. And just this acting is not something I've done like that. It's freaking scary, dude.
But you can't say no.
It's amazing. I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. It's so cool. So I'm very excited.
Oh, you're going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
This is The World Cafe. We've got one more track to get to. Let's take a listen to Haley's comment, recorded live for The World Cafe. It's Billie Eilish.
Thank you. It's Halley's Comet, recorded live for the World Cafe from Billie Eilish. Billie's new album, Happier Than Ever, is out now, as well as the new concert film, Disney's Happier Than Ever, A Love Letter to Los Angeles. You can check both of those out now. Billie, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by, talking about the record, the documentary. Best of luck. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Thanks so much. I've had a great time with you. So thanks for talking to me.
You got it. This is the World Cafe.